When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Matt Terrio here from Epic Real Estate, and today I want to give you a few ideas on how to really crush this week. And regardless of where you are in the week right now, if you're listening to this in the future at some point, it doesn't really matter. So let's just call it how to crush the next 7 days.
This is Terrio Media.
You know, I was talking to a few of our follow-through crew members this last weekend, and the subject of what can I do? And it came up around the idea of driving revenue. And I get this, because sometimes you're just so deep into all of the activities that you're supposed to be doing, you can almost get lost. Your mind is so consumed with what you've got going on, and you're thinking about this, thinking about that. And then you got your personal stuff and all this other stuff going on in your head. And it's easy to get lost and like, kind of like, what do I do? Right? So I get it. So let's go over some key things that you can do here, specifically what you can do to start driving revenue as quickly as possible, like in the next 7 days. We all know that our primary focus as real estate investors should always be around generating leads, setting appointments, writing offers, and following up. Those are the key things that you got to be doing. But if you've done that to your satisfaction, you're at a place where generated leads, the marketing is working, I've called them all, I've asked them for an appointment, you know, I wrote some offers, and I'm following up. Because if you're not satisfied with what you've done there, that's what you need to be focused on. But I'm going to give you some other ideas on how to get some contracts signed. You know, we know in order to get a contract signed, right, we have to actually present an offer in writing. If you don't present the offer in writing, there's nothing for the seller to sign. So let's focus right there. That's what we're going to focus on right now. So the first thing is you got to set a target for how many offers you are going to write in the next 7 days. I suggest no less than 7. So that would be like 1 a day. These are the people I want you to target. I want you to go after the low hanging fruit first. And here are some ideas. Look at all the seller conversations that you've had that have died. They went nowhere and they resulted not even in a written offer. I want you to call them up. Ask if they're still interested in selling their house and ask if it would be okay to drop an offer off. And if they say no, don't want you coming by, don't drop anything off, don't waste your time, mail it anyway or email it or text it. Get them a written offer, right? If you don't have a written offer in front of them, there's nothing for them to sign. And you'll be surprised if you make this a common practice on how differently and how the context of that conversation changes once your offer is actually in writing. Get them a written offer, right? So that's number one. Look at all those conversations that have kind of died and went nowhere. Number two, send a 3-option letter of intent to everyone that flat out said no to your offers. Even if you've already sent them a 3-option letter of intent, send them another one. Call them up and let them know it's on the way. And then in a few days, send them a text message stating that, hey, it should have arrived by now and that your phone number is on the letter, and call you back if something there resonates with them. And this is a really important process, especially for some of your older stuff, because, you know, Josh Miller, an REI ACE member, you know, he almost doubled his production. I think he said more than 50% of his production was from this practice. People that flat out said no to him, get lost, don't want your stinking offer. He followed up with a 3-option letter of intent and it was like 51 deals last year, right? So make this a common part of your practice. Next, I want you to send an epic text to your entire lead list. Remember what an epic text is, an epic message. It's one that expects a reply, personal, it's of integrity, and it's concise. It's nice, short, and to the point. And without giving a whole lesson on that, just send a text. Are you still interested in selling your house? That's it. That's simple. Broadcast a text to your entire message. Are you still interested in selling your house? Next, I want you to call the realtors in your database. Probably haven't called them in a while. Or if you want to start calling new ones, you can do that too. But call the ones that already know you. Ask for any new listings, any properties that you know that would be willing to accept seller financing. Just ask for the seller financing, because that's key. If anyone that's offering seller financing, there's a reason for it. And it's typically because the property won't qualify for conventional financing. So there's an issue there. And that's what you're looking for as a real estate investor. You're looking for the issues. You're looking for the problems. And submit offers. Submit your offers. Then also ask, if you'd like, ask the realtors, while you're there, if there are any properties that they know of that have been on the market for more than 90 days, and if they would consider representing you and submitting an offer on those properties. And this is shifting a little bit, but still, I would say any properties that are on the market for more than 90 days, that means they were put on the market 3 months ago, where the market was maybe even a little bit different than it is now. There's a reason they're not selling. There's an opportunity potentially there for you to start submitting offers there, right? So those are some ideas on how you can get some offers, some written offers in front of sellers. If you'd like to go deeper with this and learn more, then you might like to check out our pilot program that where we're helping people get their first or next deal done using little to no money. And all these ideas that I suggested to you cost almost nothing. And so if you like the way that sounds and more ideas like that, head on over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Take a look. All right, so where were we? One, you're going to set your target. How many offers are you going to write in the next 7 days? Make a commitment to yourself. Don't cheat yourself, all right? Don't break your promise to yourself. Then you're going to send written offers to those that you have yet to do. You're going to send 3 optional letters of intent to all the people that have said no to you. You're going to text your list a simple little message. Hey, are you still interested in selling your house? And you're going to call realtors for seller financing opportunities and any properties that have been on the market for more than 90 days. And when people respond, go for the appointment and then the signature. That's what there's to do next. So those ideas I gave to you are ideas to get people to actually respond to you, spark engagement, but you're not done yet. Just because they said yes or no or maybe doesn't mean you're done. Go for the appointment so you can get in front of them to submit your written offer. So that's what I got for you today. Let's go ahead and crush this week. What's the one thing that you found most valuable today? What did you find most useful? Again, if you'd like to join us in our new pilot program showing people how to get there using little to no money, go over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. All righty. Have a great week, and I will see you soon. Hopefully, I'm going to see you at the Epic Intensive. There's a few tickets left, epicintensive.com. Don't mean to bog you down with a bunch of domain names, but it's just that day of the week, and we're really busy this week. All right, so I will see you soon. Take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.